Gary, I'm going to start with the obvious thing that's been on most Blues fans' minds the last couple of days. It's no surprise that the way the team have performed and the way you've performed this season, that as soon as a vacancy appears at Derby, the Blues fans start to twitch.
Yeah, it's always a very difficult one to have to hear, you know, because of course, like I said many times before, but we're incredibly focused on what we're doing here. We're incredibly focused on this point of the season after losing the last game. You know, we're so keen to win the next game and continue this playoff charge, if you like. And that is purely our focus. I think we've probably been linked with, you know, seven or eight jobs this season so far. And I think that's testament to the way the team have played and the feel-good factor around the club. And that's it, you know. And I think what's difficult for me, of course, is that, you know, I think I read an article the other day about, you know, we don't want another month of speculation. Well, that was a headline in the paper. So if you're going to write headlines like that, that's all that's going to happen is going to be another month of speculation. But listen, once again, like I said, we're incredibly focused. I understand the links. You know, I live in Derby. You know, people have mentioned my lad goes to the games, but listen, you could, you know, if a Charlton job comes available, is that going to be a link? Cambridge United, Everton, you know, so you can go down a list of many teams that I've ended up playing for in my career. So, but listen, we're focused as ever. You know, I don't think there's too much to worry about.
It's difficult, isn't it? I mean, you think of all the off-field issues that surround this football club, yet you feel and seem to be probably one of the most secure managers in the division. When you see someone like Paul, who I know lives not far from you, come in that kind of scenario, what do you think looking in when other championship clubs do that from the outside?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, you never want to see it. When you're a manager and you're involved in the day-to-day running of a football club, you know, you never want to see any manager lose a job because it's not an easy job. I know people think it's a privileged job, and of course it is a privileged job at some of these fantastic clubs. You know, we're talking about Birmingham, we're talking about Derby, you know, they're both terrific clubs, you know, but it's not an easy thing to see. But I think what's always great for me is, you know, I think you've got a chance if you've got a little bit of time, and that's not for me to suggest anyone hasn't been given time. But I think any of these jobs, I think someone said the other day that 40 managers in the Football League have lost their jobs out of 92, which is an incredible statistic. 44. Oh, right, blimey, 2 days, four in two. But it's an incredible statistic that I think makes you as a manager even more focused to enjoy what you're doing. And that's something that I think we get great success from, is that we enjoy what we're doing. We love the job. We've got a really tight-knit staff group. And every day we come in, we try to show that enthusiasm that the fans would want to see because they love their clubs. But like I said, listen, every club's different. Every club has a different set of agendas that they want to follow. But certainly here at Birmingham at this moment in time, we're pretty stable. We're enjoying what we're doing. And we're working incredibly hard to see if we can keep punching above our weight in terms of this playoff.